Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Four-man rush again with a spy. And then you got a lateral. And it's going to be inside Texas territory with Shakir. He took it from Palmer. What a play. Allen throws off his back foot. Short picked at the 9-yard line. Bullock. Are they going to call it? He's a flag down on the play at the 11-yard line.
He runs into the defender that was in man coverage on Dawson Knox. That's where the flag came in.
Last year, Allen has one of the worst games of his career. Tonight, he gets sacked 8 times, picked off 2 times.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show.
Yo, it's all Arcan.
On WEEI.
Good evening, welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios. We are powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original, and tonight we're here with you for...
Not too long, 10, 20 minutes. Close to 3 hours, I guess.
That's exactly right, Ricky, Julian, and everybody down at Sunnyvale Trailer Parks. We're here with you for 3 hours tonight. You got 1 hour of Boomer and Valente beginning at 9. But in the meantime, we've got lots to get to, including what you just saw last night. A gritty win, I've seen it described as by various outlets, for the Houston Texans over the Buffalo Bills, who, as you heard in that montage put together by Joe Braverman, great work, had a very, very bad day down in Texas. Will Anderson, Hunter, everybody. Josh Allen got sacked 8 times, and it seemed like more than that. Will Anderson is like the Terminator. You knock him down, he gets down, he's back up. He had that crazy sack, that one sack where Allen ran back, where like he's Barry Sanders, he's running all around, ended up losing like 20 yards. He initially gets away from Anderson. Anderson's right there in his kitchen, of course. He was there all day and all night. And he gets in there, he runs away, he's scooting around the bat, trying to find someone downfield. Here comes Anderson back up, like the T-1000, and chases him down and gets him. And it was just all night with that, all night. What a game. What a rough look for Josh Allen. He was, by the end of that game, full on seeing ghosts in a way that, I don't know I've seen Drake May. Drake May's had some bad interceptions, but... That one, that pick there where you had Dawson Knox, the pick play worked. Knox is wide open right there on the sideline. Allen's looking right at him. And instead he throws into coverage, gets it picked off.
seeing ghosts.
That was brutal. And I know why he did that. Sheldon Rankins, here he comes, big number 90, charging at him, unobstructed. He's tired of getting hit. And he just let it go, and it was a bad decision. It was a bad throw. Great defensive play by the Texans. The guy's name escapes me right now, but a tremendous play there. And that play, that one pick, may have intercepted Allen right out of the MVP race. I mean, he's still in the race. But we went over the numbers yesterday, Joe, right? He was like plus 450, I think.
He was still top five, but I think he was the fifth guy.
No. He was top three. Josh Allen was top three. Now he's top five. But when we talked about this yesterday before the game, it went Stafford, May, Allen. And Stafford and May were like 125 and 140 or whatever it was, and Allen was plus 450. Josh Allen is now plus 1,600 for the MVP. He was coming off a game with six touchdowns. That boosted his profile pretty. The odds certainly shrunk with that. But then you go out there, you throw two picks, no touchdowns. You're getting sacked left and right. You're seeing ghosts at the end of the game. And now it's Stafford plus 125, May plus 150, Taylor plus 700, Josh Allen plus 1,600. And that sack where he was just backpedaling and spinning around and couldn't get the ball out, That might have been right there. Either that or the interception might have been the exact moment that the legitimate MVP campaign came to an end. Now, I know there's still six games to go. I know that Drake May could have a bad night or a bad day. Same with Stafford. Stafford already did have kind of a schmeh game recently, but he's just not throwing a lot of picks. There's possibilities, I guess, for him to jump back into it, but he fell behind Taylor. When you fall behind the running back, that's not great. All right, that's not a good sign. I loved that hook and ladder play. Oh, was that great? Fourth and 27, they pull the hook and ladder, and it works. I thought Buffalo was going to win at that point. I thought, well, okay, you can't run a play like that, have it work, and then not finish the game. Josh Allen's not going to, you know, let that go to waste. Well, he did. He sure did. Got to finish the game. The other thing that stood out about that game and about that matchup in general is the reality of I don't want to see that team. I don't want to see that Houston Texans team in the playoffs. No, sir. I'd rather see Buffalo. I really would. I'd rather see Buffalo than Houston in the postseason. I don't even know if that's a controversial take after that game last night. And I'm not being reactionary either. I've been pumping up this Houston defense all year. We know how tough that front is. Drake May knows how tough that front. I believe that he debuted against them last year, right? Wasn't that his first start? Or maybe it was the first game he got into? I can't remember if it was his first start or the first game that he entered, but I know they played Houston last year, and I remember Anderson and Hunter were flying off the edge, and I'm watching them going, damn, this is a pass rush right here, boy. These guys are coming after you, and they're doing that again this year. Now, that's a team that was led by Davis Mills, and it certainly showed. C.J. Stroud, maybe not the messiah everybody thought he was 2 years ago, but he's certainly better than Davis Mills. And Mills didn't play terribly. I mean, he's better than Josh Allen. But that, I think, was a important game. It was an important game for AFC seedings. It's an important game for the MVP race. It's an important game for the AFC East, because that's where we are right now. We have now moved past the point where the AFC East, or the AFC in general, is considered wide open. It's not wide open anymore. It's not. It's the East belongs to New England right now. It's not wide open. Buffalo's going to have to work to get to, you know, I don't know. The Patriots control their own destiny right now. They win the next three, they clinch. Buffalo has to really go above and beyond. And I don't know, after that last night, I'm not sure. I'm not sure they're up for it. The AFC belongs to a trio of teams, the Patriots, the Broncos, and the Colts. It's not wide open. There's still enough time for things to shuffle around, I guess, but the Chiefs and the Ravens, they have to go 5-2 down the stretch to get to 10 wins. And it's got to be 10 to get in the playoffs, right? Are both of those teams going to do that? Are either of those teams going to do that? I don't know that Lamar Jackson's going to be able to finish the year. He gets hurt all the time, and I don't know that the Chiefs have it in them this year. I just don't. They have a tough schedule down the stretch. They got a bunch of good teams they have to play. The Patriots don't. They just don't. So we're coming up to a point here. If Buffalo won, I wouldn't be saying this. But the Patriots, this is not a wide-open AFC East. It's not a wide-open AFC. There's a few teams that are really in the driver's seat, and the Patriots are one of them, as are the Broncos, as are, I'll still say, the Colts. Colts are still absolutely part of that conversation. They should be. They got a very, very talented team, and they're winning lots of games. But I don't know. It's a 3 or 4 team race, I'd say. And the Patriots, they're looking like the favorites right now, I would say. I think the Patriots are better than the Broncos. I think that they are better than the Colts. The Colts have aspects of their roster that maybe you can say is better than what they pay. Like, their running game is better, obviously. I'm not saying they're 100% better than everyone. But would I take them head-to-head against those two teams? Do I think that they have a better quarterback, first of all, and better just overall makeup and well-roundedness? Absolutely. Absolutely. And the Broncos have a lot going for them, for sure. The Colts have a lot going for them. The Patriots feel like they're different from those two teams. They just do. The way they've played lately, the Patriots have played better than the Broncos and the Colts lately. And that's really getting into the weeds with, you know, how did they win and what kind of win was it and whatever. How'd the offense look? How'd this look? How'd that look? You get really down to it. And I know this flies in the face of Aaron Schatz and the DVOA. But you look at some of the wins Denver's had lately versus the Patriots. I'd say they're right there. And I just think that they're a more talented team. I just think they're better. I think Drake May's better than Bo Nix. I think he's definitely better than Jones. I'd put Vrabel right up there with Steichen and with Peyton. And the turnaround has been undeniable. So, that's where I stand. That's where it is. I was thinking about today the major upsets in the NFL. Because there's some other interesting matchups this weekend. Along with the Patriots taking on the Cincinnati Bengals, which I'm very, very concerned about how no problem everyone is about this game. The reason why isn't because I think the Bengals are good. I don't think a lot of teams the Patriots have beaten this year are good. But the Patriots do let teams hang around, don't they? They let them hang around. And they haven't gone up against the Joe Burrow yet this year. You know, like, that's the thing. If he plays, obviously, I'm not quite as concerned. If it's Joe Flacco, although Flacco's had some, you know, he's had some magic late in games too. You've seen that. Patriots, they let teams hang around. And when it's Justin Fields out there, it's not really, you don't really have to worry about it. When it's Spencer Rattler out there, you're not really worried about that game-winning drive. It's just, you know, you can stop that guy. Can you stop Joe Burrow in that same situation if you let the Bengals hang around like you've let other teams? Well, the Bengals' defense is terrible. The Saints are on pace, I think, for the number one overall pick, right? You only beat the Saints by one score. So, I don't know. I mean, it's not that the Patriots don't win games, but when you talk about the quality of the wins, when you talk about, you know, how they look, can they close teams out? Are they winning because of things that they've done, or is it a mistake made by the other team? You know, that type of thing. It's fair to sort of look into it. Now, again, they're much better than the Bengals. The Bengals have a historically bad defense. The Bengals have let in more points than any team by a lot this year. And their point differential is horrific. Absolutely. But, it doesn't mean that they can't hang around. Worse teams than that have hung around with the Patriots. The Jets hung around with the Patriots just this past Thursday. Well, a week from Thursday, you know what I mean. And that game was a one-score game in the fourth quarter. Like, the Patriots seemed like they had that game in hand, sure. But they didn't dominate or anything. Like, you get down to the end like that against Burrow and T. Higgins, and who knows? I think it could be a big game for Drake May. I think it ought to be a big game for Drake May. Like, you want to show people you're the MVP. This is the defense to do it against. This is the defense to be able to make different kinds of throws. And show off that arm. Show off those throws on the run. Pump up your stats. They're already absurd. Pump them up for real against this team. I'd love to see like 400 yards and 3 touchdowns on Sunday. And that's the type of team you can do that against. But I also don't want them going in there thinking that's got to be the game plan. We got to get Drake May his stats. We got to pump it up. We got to run up the score. We got to do this and that. Win games the way you win games. Do whatever you do. Do whatever's comfortable. You don't have to go out there and blow teams out. The Patriots of the dynasty era, they had those years where they did it and didn't win the Super Bowl. and they had a lot of, you know, Super Bowl wins against teams that you tell me, were they much better than them or not? Because most of those games ended with a field goal, no matter what it looked like. And I don't know that these Patriots are there yet. I'm not calling them fool's gold like Cam Newton. I have something to say about him a little bit later on in the show as well. I was watching a segment of First Take today. Because I don't have a job. I just watch First Take all day. You know what's funny?
You're a liar.
I'm not lying. I'm not lying. I knew who was on the show. By the way, hot take. I think that Drake May knows exactly what show Cam Newton's on, and I think he knows what Cam Newton said about him. I think that's my hot take. I don't think he's like obsessed with it or anything, but you're telling me that if your boyhood idol went on a TV show and started talking about you and saying disparaging kind of things about you, you wouldn't hear about that? You wouldn't watch that and be like, wow, maybe you'd forget the name of the show it was on, but you're telling me not, that you'd no idea? I have no idea. I think he knew. And he was just being a little spicy back to him. It's fine. I think it's fine. I'm not saying he's a liar, because you don't know that. It's just something. Something I thought was getting lost in translation a little bit here. I'm still very firmly on Team Drake May. We'll get to the Cam Newton thing in a little bit, as he just got owned by Dan Orlovsky. And it feeds into what I was saying last night about him maybe not being a great fit on that show. Just in one man's opinion. Some other matchups this weekend that I think are important. You have, along with the Patriots, along with that, you have the Colts and the Chiefs. It's a pretty big one. Kansas City trying to stay alive. Tough challenge there. You have the Ravens and the Jets. Now, why is that so interesting? Baltimore's trying to stay alive, too. That's a much lesser challenge. Though, as I said last week, the Jets don't get blown out, and this could be a tighter game than you think, too. It could be. I'm not, you know, the Ravens with Jackson back, they should be able to go out there and beat the Jets. They should. But I don't know that that's a guarantee. I'd certainly be looking at the Jets, whatever the point spread is in that game. I don't, you know, for all the bluster about how the Patriots are going to go out there and kick Cincinnati's ass, it's only 6.5. They're not getting double digits. So, you know, that's what the experts think. And then there's what I think, which is that the Patriots will take care of business against the Bengals. I think it will be a big game for Drake May. And when you look at the upsets that have happened this year, this doesn't really fit the criteria. I'll explain what I mean by that in terms of a potential upset game. This isn't really how they've been going. There haven't been a lot of them this year, and I don't think this is going to be one of the few. And I'll tell you why right after Joe Braverman gets you caught up on what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Celtics return to action to face the Brooklyn Nets for a second consecutive game. The Seas have won 3 straight, entering their third NBA Cup contest. They are 1-1 so far in the NBA's in-season tournament. Tip-off from TD Garden is set for 7:30. The Bruins are also in action as their road trip continues in Los Angeles to face the Kings. Jeremy Swayman will get the start net for the Bees. Puck drop set for 10:30. Final injury report is out for the Patriots as they head to Cincinnati tomorrow for a matchup with the Bengals this Sunday. Linebacker Jelani Tavai has already been ruled out due to personal reasons. Fellow linebacker Harold Landry is questionable with a knee injury, as well as running back Ramondre Stevenson, with head coach Mike Vrabel stating earlier today, quote, as long as there aren't any setbacks, he'd be in line to play. For Cincy, quarterback Joe Burrow is officially questionable after practicing in full this week, recovering from his turf toe. Tight end Mike Gesicki was also activated to the active roster from injured reserve to face his old squad in New England. And pass rusher Trey Hendrickson and cornerback Cam Taylor-Britt were both ruled out. Taylor-Britt is officially on IR with a foot injury. Some other injury news in the NFL. Lions coach Dan Campbell said that tight end Sam Laporta underwent back surgery and isn't likely to return this season. Their opponent, the Giants, will again start Jameis Winston at quarterback, with Jackson Dart still out with a concussion. And the Steelers have listed their quarterback Aaron Rodgers as questionable with a left wrist fracture. Boston College Hockey hosts the University of Maine tonight. You can listen to that game over on WEEI AM 850. Coverage begins at 6:45. Puck drop is at 7. The easy way to donate your car, donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS today or donate online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Seems like Joe Burrow could be playing. He's always questionable. How has that changed anything?
It hasn't. I mean, the stuff that they've always done and will do, is going to remain the same. I mean, Joe's probably or is more mobile than what Joe is. Both, are going to run the same concepts and the same plays and look to try to get the ball in the same places. I would imagine that Joe being a little younger and is going to be a little bit more mobile, but we'll have to be ready for whatever happens Sunday.
Christian Arcand Show here at WEEI. We have a bit of a programming announcement. We're going to talk to Mego at 7:30. We're going to talk to her at 7 now instead. So that'll be coming up here in about a half hour. Looking forward to that. Want to talk a little bit about this matchup here with this Bengals team. You just heard Mike Vrabel saying that regardless of whether or not Joe Burrow plays, strategy will remain the same. I think that's a thing a coach says. Can't imagine that's really true. Although you don't know which Joe Burrow you're going to be getting. And as a matter of fact, if you listen to a good friend, former WEEI veteran, intrepid reporter, Mike Petralia, who was on with the midday show today, or no, he was on with Afternoons today, excuse me. If you heard any of that, then you heard him say that he doesn't think that Burrow's going to play.
Is Joe Burrow playing?
Andy, I don't think he is. And here's why I don't think he is. The Bengals were trying to ramp him up with full practice on Wednesday and Thursday. He was technically limited today. I think they wanted to ramp him up for Thursday night in Baltimore because they don't want him playing twice in 5 days on a surgically repaired left big toe. That grade three sprain of turf toe was no joke. And I think they don't want to re-injure that or, God forbid, something associated with it, like perhaps an Achilles. You don't want to take that risk. And I think there is significantly more risk if you try to push it twice in 5 days in an NFL competition type of setting. So that's why I don't think he's going to play. If you read the tea leaves, read between the lines, I think it'll be Joe Flacco on Sunday.
I miss Trags. Trags is the man, and he's right, too. You know, you spell it out like that, it makes plenty of sense. It makes no sense to start him. It makes no. When you have that much time to ramp him up and get him ready for a division game against Baltimore, I mean, listen, if you think there's still a season to be had here, okay, I guess. I guess they could win out, right? They could win out, and that would get them to 10. They're 3-7, right? So, okay. I guess it's possible. If you want to go that way, but I don't know. I don't think that they're really treating this season like it's going to be a season that they can compete in or that they can be a playoff team. And if you rush Burrow back and he gets hurt again, playing twice in 5 days, the Bengals aren't known as like a smart team. I wouldn't say anybody's ever confused them with like an intelligent franchise organization, whatever. But even that, even for them, that would be next level stupid. So, I don't know. I guess it just depends. Whoever went broke, overestimating how dumb the Bengals can be, it's you tell me. By the way, how about that Ted Johnson story today? Bengals ask him for a private workout, tanks it on purpose, trips over his own foot. He's doing like the back pedal. That's funny to picture. It's funny to picture Ted, like, tripping and falling, like Mr. Magoo, like, running around. That's just a funny image to have in your head. But, yeah, I did not know that. Did not know. A little bit of a diva.
Ted no likey.
A little Eli Manning going on there, right? Although, the thing is, Eli Manning, that was all his father's doing. His father's behind the scenes pulling strings. Same with Shadur. Like, he doesn't have any actual agency. Ted, at the very least, was like, I'm going to do this. Like, you know, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to tank this thing on purpose. I don't have anybody in the wings with the marionette strings pulling and making sure I'm going to the team I want to go to. No. I'm going to go out here. I'm going to take this situation into my own hands. No one's coming to save me. I'm going to go out there and tank it. I think that's funny. But yeah, Bengals, listen, if it's Joe Flacco, if it's Joe Burrow on a surgically repaired toe, trying to take it easy because he's got to play again in 5 games. I don't think so. I don't think so. I agree with Trags. I don't think they're going to have him out there. Although, that was pretty noteworthy that they had him out there as a full participant. That's, you know, if that's part of the ramp up, and Trags would know, he's a Bengals beat guy. He would be in the know about stuff like that, or at least he'd have very educated sources and make a very educated guess. And I think logic just sort of dictates that that's probably the direction it's going to go anyway. So, with that being said, does that change things about how I feel about the game? No, I think that Joe Flacco and T. Higgins can hang around just like Joe Burrow and T. Higgins can hang around. And not that they're going to really challenge the Patriots. I don't know that that's the case. I don't know how they're going to stop them. I feel like if Drake May really wanted to on Sunday, he could throw for 500 yards. The Bengals, people have gone over the numbers. I'll just give you a quick refresher here. The Bengals are just brutal. They've given up a league-high 334 points in 10 games this year. For you math majors out there, that is 33.4 points per game they're allowing. That is absurd. They've given up over 40 points twice. Their point differential is minus 106. The only team with a worse point differential is the Titans. The Titans, though, are letting up a full touchdown per game less than the Bengals in that defense. That ought to tell you something right there. And I know not every single touchdown is always the defense's fault. Sometimes there's pick sixes. Sometimes there's this, that, whatever. What, you know what I mean. 33, that's not a coincidence. That's not a coincidence because a couple of punts and kicks got returned. No, that defense sucks. They give up yards in the run game. They give up yards between the tackles, around the edge. They give up passing yards over the middle of the field. They're the worst team in the league when it comes to middle defending the middle of the field. And that could mean a big game for someone like Pop Douglas. Could mean a big game for someone like Steph Diggs. Could mean a big game for someone like Hunter Henry. But what I think it really means is a big game for someone like Drake May. And this, I think, is also an opportunity to show, yeah, okay, we do have a weak schedule, national media. Our schedule's not very good. We know we're playing the Bengals. We know we probably got Flacco. We know there's no Jamar Chase or Trey Hendrickson. They really have no chance. I honestly, the more I'm talking about it, like, you know, it's only a 6.5-point spread. Vegas won't even give them a full touchdown. Okay? Which, that, I pay attention to that. But how? How are they going to do it? How many times can Flacco throw to Higgins? Somebody put Gonzalez on Higgins. Put Gonzalez in a safety on Higgins. That's the whole offense, the whole team. What are they going to do?
Mike Gesicki revenge game coming.
Forgot about Gesicki. I heard them talking about him on the afternoons today. Kind of liked Mike Gesicki. Bit of an underachiever while he was here. I thought he was going to be one of those guys. Because in Miami, you know, he was pretty good. Pretty fast. Get open down the seam. Make some catches. Came over here. Couldn't really do that. I think Austin Hooper's been better than Gesicki. But he's doing all right out there. And that's really it. That's really all the Bengals have to offer is Higgins and Flacco and a little bit in the run game. They don't protect them very well, and their defense is all three levels really bad. All three levels just inexperienced, disorganized, not really all that talented. I mean, it's just, you know, this is what they are. That's how you give up 334 points through 10 games. You don't do that because you're good. Any given Sunday, I know that's certainly the case. And there's still, even with all this stuff I'm saying, still a very real possibility that the Patriots let that team hang around. But in terms of being one of the big upsets this year, there haven't been that many upsets. Okay? The Patriots did lose to Vegas. And if that happened now, that would be an upset. That would be a massive upset. But in week one, no one thought the Patriots were going to be this good. So it wasn't really an upset. It wasn't really anything. It was week one. Same with the Pittsburgh loss. Patriots are better than Pittsburgh. The Steelers have beaten some other teams. They beat the Colts. Like, they have some good wins under their belt, but they're not good. And so, I don't know. That was week three. They were 1-2 at that point. That wasn't really an upset. Now it would be an upset, or it'd be more of one. But I don't really consider those upsets. They haven't really had a, like, what the hell were you doing kind of upset loss so far this year. Buffalo has. They lost to the Dolphins this year. And they didn't just lose. They got humiliated by the Dolphins. The Dolphins beat them worse than Houston did last night. They also lost to the Falcons. But I don't know that, like, the Falcons, Patriots almost lost to the Falcons. So I'll give them a pass on that one. Dolphins, no pass. Big time upset. The Chiefs and the Chargers both lost to the Jaguars. The Jaguars, who may end up being a playoff team, so I don't even know if I consider that one all that bad either. The Broncos have only lost to the Chargers and the Colts. No upsets there. The Ravens have lost to all good teams. Buffalo, Detroit, Kansas City, Houston, and the Rams. It's a lot of losses, but no major upsets, especially with Jackson not playing. You can't call those really upsets. The Colts have lost to the Rams and the Steelers. I don't consider either one of those big-time upsets. Maybe the Steelers a little bit, but not a major upset. In the NFC, there's a couple. The Eagles lost to the Giants. That's probably the biggest upset of the year, wouldn't you say? It's got to be right up there. The Eagles losing to the Giants or maybe Buffalo-Miami, one of those two I'd say the most like, whoa, that I wasn't expecting that. The Packers losing to the Browns, that was another one. The Packers also lost to the Carolina Panthers, so maybe they're more fraudulent than I'm giving them credit for. Detroit lost to the Vikings. That was kind of an upset. It's a division game, but yeah, I'll throw that one in there. That's an upset too, but that's about it. There's only really been like a handful of major upsets this year. And the Patriots could get down the stretch, you know, upended if they already have something locked up. They could get upended maybe by one of the division two. They play Buffalo again. They got the Dolphins. They got the Jets. That could happen, I guess. But I don't think the Bengals are going to be the team that's going to do it. Not with all those points they give up. No way. Yes, Joe.
Just another candidate for an upset. Maybe looking back at the time, it could have been an upset. Maybe not now, but that Monday night game where the Jags beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mentioned that one. Yeah, I think that's all the teams that beat the Jaguars, like at the time, it seemed like, okay, that was a pretty big upset. Pretty big upset win by Jacksonville. But now Jacksonville has enough of those wins that they're too good to be considered an upset. You know what I mean? Like that's so it's sort of an evolving thing. Like a team that was bad beat a team that was good and was considered good at the time while that team was considered bad at the time, I guess. I mean, you could throw that in there. But the Jaguars have evolved. They certainly have. They're not great, but they're not the Giants beating the Eagles or the Dolphins beating the Bills. Those were – or the Browns beating Green Bay. Like, I consider those to be much bigger upsets. And that's really it. Three, four, maybe five massive upsets this year. And don't get it twisted. The Patriots losing to any of the remaining teams they have on the schedule – other than Baltimore and Buffalo, would be a massive upset. Massive. And it would really stand out because there haven't been that many. And I think that will hurt a number of different things. It'll certainly hurt their Super Bowl odds, which are already still, for some weird reason, still stuck and stagnant, which I don't get. I don't know if they've changed since that Buffalo game. I should look that up. That's about what I'd get to with them. Anything else, upset. You're that kind of team. You're 9-2. And you have an easy schedule left to go. The Buffalo Bills, still ahead of the Patriots for Super Bowl betting odds. Right now it goes Rams, Eagles, Colts, Lions, Chiefs, Seahawks, Bills 7th. Ravens 8th, Broncos 9th, Patriots 10th. They've leapfrogged the Packers and are now in the top 10. So bravo. Good job, Patriots. You have the best record in football, and you finally made the top 10 in Super Bowl odds. What an accomplishment. Eventually, these people are going to have to come around on this team. But I tell you what, I mean, still plus 1,600. That's still a pretty juicy number for a 9-2 team. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. As I said, Mego's going to be joining the show at 7 o'clock instead of 7:30. So we will talk to her then. And coming up next, I mentioned that I was watching First Take today because, again, my life revolves around ESPN and their programming. Every single show, I know who every single guest is going to be. And today, Dan Orlovsky and Cam Newton had a little tete-a-tete. And it didn't go well for Cam Newton, and it speaks to what I was talking about last night, so I'm certainly going to talk about it again, and we'll get to that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Dak Prescott has to protect the football in order for the Dallas Cowboys to win the football game. Well, for Jalen Hurts, it's a little different because they are winning. And he is, you know, underperforming to the degree where you have 6-plus games of 200 yards or less.
Cam, how many touchdowns Dak got this year? 22. How many turnovers does he have? A lot.
Yeah.
7.
Mm-hmm.
How many touchdowns Jalen Hurts have this year? Touchdowns.
Yeah, 22.
22.
22 total.
How many turnovers? How many turnovers Jalen Hurts have?
Two. Two total.
I need you to explain to me how one team has a better record than the other.
Mm.
The quarterback statistically is playing better with less around him.
Yep.
Certainly when it comes to a run game production. Uh-huh. And you mean to tell me that you said one quarterback is doing more than the other? How?
Because Dan Orlovsky, you've done something that most people in the media do. They highlight what they want to highlight. Touchdowns and interceptions. He has 22 touchdowns and he only has 2 interceptions. Well, what about passing yards? Well, what about touchdowns in regards of what the offense has been able to really...
What would you rather have, more yards or touchdowns?
Yikes. Tough one there for Cam Newton. Dan Orlovsky off the top rope. With an assist there from Ryan Clark, who was, like, hyping him up. He was, like Orlovsky was Chuck D, and Ryan Clark was, like, Flava Flav in the background. He's like, yeah. It was great. At one point, they, like, pantomimed an alley-oop behind. I think you cut that, but, like, Ryan Clark's like, hold on, I'm going to set you up with an alley-oop. And Orlovsky jumped out of his seat and, like, pretended to dunk. And Newton wasn't there. Newton was on screen. And I think Stephen A. was on screen, too. Neither one of them were in studio. You notice Stephen A. didn't say a word? You didn't hear one peep out of Stephen A. during that whole thing because Cam Newton kind of got rocked. And there's arguments that he could have made that he couldn't quite get to. For example, Jalen Hurts' QB rating is only 59.7. Prescott's is 75. Passer rating is, let me see. It's about the same. 102, 107, basically. You know, they're right. They're neck and neck, essentially, when it comes to that. But Cam Newton can't really do that. That's what I was sort of getting at last night. Cam Newton getting in a feud with Drake May is good for Cam Newton because can you just isolate that part at the end where he's like, what about passing yards? What about touchdowns in the – and he just can't get the – and listen, I mean, I do a show. I talk for 3-4 hours a night or sometimes 1 hour a night. And every once in a while, I'll struggle to find the word, but that's over the course of 4 hours. Cam Newton, he's on there. You got to give your take. And I know how TV works. I'm not on it very much, but I know how it works. You got to give your take quickly.
Well, what about passing yards? Well, what about touchdowns in regards of what the offense has been able to really...
What would you rather have, more yards or touchdowns?
Orlovsky cuts him out because, first of all, he's drowning. What about touchdowns in the sense of how the... like, he can't get there. He just can't. He's not really good at thinking on his feet. Orlovsky kind of gets him with the touchdowns in the bin. He's like, Daniel Orlovsky, you know. He just babbles. That's the problem. Cam Newton babbles. He babbles a lot. And it's hard to do a show like that when you babble so much. Like, you know, if you do a show like my show, you can babble all night. It's great. Cam, come work here with us. Should say that. Watch it. It'd be Cam Newton at night. Be out of my ass.
The Arcan and Newton Show.
No way would Newton take this kind of pay cut, boy. You know, like this is the forum to babble. It's hard to do that on a show like First Take. That's all. And I think that when Stephen A. was jumping into that thing and calling Drake May a liar and stoking the flames and really, you know, being an instigator, which Stephen A. has been known to be over the course of his career, I think he was doing that because he recognizes, like most people who watch that show with any regularity realize, that Cam's not very good on it. I mean,
he's also a liar.
That's just my opinion. Again, that's just my opinion. And I think Cam Newton was a great player. But you could hear it there. I mean, Orlovsky just completely ran circles around him there. And then got him at the end with that, what do you want? What's better, passing yards or touchdowns? Boom. KO. Right? Like, that was it.
And hold on, Dan. Let me throw the ball up as you dunk it. Well, let me throw it up as you dunk it. You ready?
Don't forget.
That's the other thing. Ryan Clark has not been getting nearly the same amount of attention as Newton and Stephen A. And Clark is very much pro Drake May and pro the Patriots and everything else. And I think, you know, like ex-athletes on a show like that can maybe get a little territorial. Maybe Clark doesn't really love the way Cam sort of talks down to everybody, the way he was talking down to Damian Woody. Diarrhea of the man. You know, like I think maybe that rubs people the wrong way because Ryan Clark was real ready to jump up there and start belly bopping with Dan Orlovsky when he thought that Orlovsky was winning the argument. And again, notice Stephen A. silent. Silent A. Smith. You didn't hear a peep out of Stephen A. that whole time. And I know he was probably listening to that going, oh, God, Cam. Come on, man. Come on. Fight back. You know, do something. This is going poorly. And that's the thing, you know, like even in the Newton clips that we played the last couple of days, he can't really stay on topic. It's, you know, it's a struggle for him. And that's all I'm saying, you know, like that's sort of where I'm at. There's been a lot of talk. I was reading Awful Announcing today about how they're manufacturing this whole controversy. Jerry Thornton of Barstool was writing that same kind of thing. A lot of people sort of have that take on this, that, you know, Drake May. Yes, Joe.
I was just going to mention that Stephen A. on his radio show today, you were mentioning Awful Announcing. They put out an article that kind of had a walk back for Stephen A.
Oh, really?
On his.
Okay. No, we can get to that. Yeah, so I don't know. I think when it comes to that show and who's on it and sort of what they're saying and the way that they deliver it, like, Stephen A. Smith would never get flustered like that by a Dan Orlovsky clapback. Like, he'd have something ready for him. You know, Cam just can't get there. Cam just kind of babbles. Like, it's tough to be on that show and babble. A show like this, babbling is it should be called Babbling with Arcan Tonight. Honestly, it would be the name of the show. It'd be kind of a dumb name, but you could. It's not too far off from what,
don't keep poking this bell,
what the show actually is. You know, it's great. Babbling on this show is, you know, kind of comes with the territory. It's tough to do it on First Take. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to Dedham, my friend Paulie in Dedham. What's going on, Paulie?
Hey, what's happening, brother? You know they moved Mother Anna's out to Medfield? Brand new joint. They moved the whole restaurant out there.
Really?
Of course, not the same building. But yeah, Mother Anna's is right in Medfield Square.
I did not know that. But you know what? You know what I learned this week, Paulie, real quick, just since you mentioned a restaurant that moved? I didn't know this. The very first D'Angelo's was in Dedham. I didn't know that. D'Angelo's, that's where Dedham, D'Angelo's is from Dedham. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that. You know where the first Dunkin' Donuts was?
Quincy.
That's right.
I did know that.
At the end of the boulevard. Right on, man. It's hard to get you in those little, quick little things. Like I remember when Brian Braverman hit you with all those questions.
Oh, about,
you
know, bars. That was, yeah, it was Frizoco that did that. But yeah,
like,
yeah.
You were just ran the table. I'm like, wow.
Hey, yeah, man.
He's good. He knows.
Man's got to be good at something, right, Paulie? That's right. That's exactly right. What's on your mind tonight, anyway, my friend?
All right. Cam Newton, he's still angry, you know, with with you know, being, you know, that he fell flat in his face there in the second year, that kind of prematurely he had shown some improvement, and he thought perhaps he should start him back and they just get rid of him and cut him all together. And I think he's a little still mad about that.
Okay.
And Stephen A., it's the typical New York City, New York narrative of a Boston hater. You know, he hates this town. He hates, you know, he thinks Big Brother's no way little brother's going to get past Big Brother sort of thing. We're the ball boss on the block. You know, how dare they, you know, win, you know, while we're losing.
Yeah, okay? Hey, you know, Paulie, that's not a crazy theory. That's not, you're not the first person to call in with that, too, about Cam either, by the way. Someone called last night and said that Cam sounded like a jilted girlfriend. And I don't know, does he feel jilted by the Patriots? The Patriots gave him a shot. His career was probably over if Belichick didn't pick him up for that year. And then that bought him, what, like five more games with the Panthers the year after that? Which he had that first touchdown and screamed, I'm back, and then, you know, lost four games, and then that was it. His career's over after that. And, again, he had a fantastic career, Cam Newton did. I hope that when I say these things, people don't take it as a shot at him as a person or as a player. Just on that one show, I think it's been a bit of a struggle, that's all. I mean, we play these clips. I probably play them more than anybody. And, you know, I know what I'm hearing. I think we all sort of know what we're hearing. And Dan Orlovsky just ethered him today. I mean, just right in the ground. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Megan Ottolini is going to join the show next of the Football Sunday show with myself, her, Shime, Ted, Tommy Kern, Wiggy, all those great people, and some surprise guests we have sometimes as well. Mego joins the show right after this.
What would you rather have, more yards or touchdowns?
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.